I'm seated in the second-story bath, on frigid tiles beside a window, for between the cramps and the baby's kicking, I cannot sleep. I asked Anne after supper if I might place a sealed letter in my folder here, in case my child should one day seek its origins. She warned me against caring too much for my offspring. "It's best to consider the baby like a tooth that must be extracted," she advised. "An infected tooth you're better off without. I'd like there to be some words from me if the child should ever come here," I said. "You're headstrong," she scolded. "Don't be a fool. I'm certain no other girl here would even consider leaving a clue to her identity behind." She said my use of thee and thy alone would give away that I'm a friend. And did I want my bastard, as she put it, to roam from meeting to meeting in search of its mother? I reminded her of what I'd revealed at admittance, that my father had been disowned and I no longer attended our meeting, which left me with no spiritual home save that inside myself. So my child wouldn't find me, if it did roam thusly. Since I couldn't be dissuaded, Anne bid me to do as I wished. In the hours between supper and bedtime, in lieu of embroidering, I wrote several versions. I crossed out more than I retained, then burned those tortured pages in the kitchen stove. With my face and page bathed in milky moonlight, I'll try once more. 1883, 3rd month, 18. My dear baby, I'm writing most of all to say I'm sorry. Thee will be born soon, and in 3 more weeks we'll have to part. Of course, thee can never forgive me. No apology or reason can suffice. Yet I want to leave something I've touched, a page for thee to hold and read in my absence. Will thee wish to know thy origins? One day, at how old, thee might trace thy way back to this charity and learn that being sent to strangers was not thy fault, and see that without me, thee has gained a better life. I loved thy father. He seemed sincere and true. We agreed to marry, and I allowed him an intimacy I shouldn't have. It came clear I'd been deceived, but the force of life in thee carried on, as it cared not how it was planted. So I alone will welcome thee. Tonight, dearest, we live as one. I believe the moment we meet face to face will be my happiest and my saddest. Here is my love. Here are my wishes for good. Please know I'll send these toward thee day and night for as long as I shall live. What hardships might attack thee without me to repel them? How this grieves me to consider. I wish my words could hold thee. My baby, I honor thy soul. Mother.